Welcome to Forbes Field in Pittsburgh, for the game between the Cincinnati Reds and the Pittsburgh Pirates. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Frank Baumholtz. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Adams. Batting third. The third baseman, Grady Hatton. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Augie Gallen. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ray Mueller. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Bert Haas. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Eddie Miller. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe Beggs. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Joe Beggs. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Billy Cox. Batting second. The third baseman, Frankie Gustine. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Russell. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Kiner. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Wally Westlake. Batting seventh. The catcher, Roy Jarvis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Eddie Basinski. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Fritz Ostermueller. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Fritz Ostermueller. And now, play ball. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Baumholtz. The throw from Jarvis and he is safe. Baumholtz steals second. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Jarvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Greenberg scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hatton for the out. Baumholtz moves to third. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Basinski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Reds nothing, and the Pirates nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Pirates. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops it up and throws to first, with Beggs covering, for the out. One out. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Basinski misplays the ball. That's an error on Basinski. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller strikes out. One out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a pop-up towards first. Haas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Jarvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jarvis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Joe Beggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beggs hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a pop-up towards third. Gustine settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 0-for-1 in the game. Adams hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Adams. The throw from Jarvis and he is safe. Adams steals second. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0-for-1 in the game. Hatton hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Eddie Basinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basinski hits a fly ball into left field. Gallen settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Fritz Ostermüller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ostermüller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Cox hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Gustine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustine is 0-for-1 in the game. Gustine hits a line drive into right field. Baumholtz picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Baumholtz. Cox goes all the way around to score. Gustine moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 2-0, Pirates. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Russell hits a fly ball into right field. Baumholtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 0-for-1 in the game. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 0-for-1 in the game. Gallen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vollmer moves to second. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-1 in the game. Mueller strikes out. One out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 0-for-1 in the game. Haas hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Haas reaches second base with a double. Vollmer scores. Gallen moves to third. It's 2-1, Pirates. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Jarvis fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Jarvis. Haas moves to third. Miller moves to second. score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Joe Beggs is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beggs is 0 for 1 in the game. Beggs hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Haas scores. Miller moves to third. It's Reds, 2, Pirates, 2. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Reds 2, and the Pirates 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Beggs fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 0 for 1 in the game. Kiner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Vollmer who is chasing the ball. Kiner reaches third base with a triple. Vollmer throws the ball into Hatton who tags Kiner trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 0 for 1 in the game. Westlake hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-2, Pirates. Roy Jarvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jarvis is 0 for 1 in the game. Jarvis is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hatton hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Hatton reaches second base with a double. Adams moves to third. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards unknown player. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Score that a fielder's choice. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gallen hits a fly ball into right field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Adams scores. Hatton moves to third. One out. It's Reds, 3, Pirates, 3. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0 for 2 in the game. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hatton scores. Two outs. It's 4-3, Reds. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a pop-up towards third. Gustin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Clayton Lambert now pitching. Eddie Basinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basinski is 0 for 1 in the game. Basinski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cully Rickard pinch hits for Fritz Ostermueller. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Haas scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rickard for the out. Basinski moves to second. One out. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Basinski moves to third. Two outs. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gustin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Basinski scores. It's Reds, 4, Pirates, 4. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Russell takes first base on ball 4. Gustin moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gustin moves to third. Russell moves to second. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Kiner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gustin scores. Russell scores. Greenberg moves to second. It's 6-4, Pirates. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Westlake hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 9-4, Pirates. Roy Jarvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jarvis is 0-for-2 in the game. Jarvis hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-4, Pirates. Eddie Basinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Basinski takes first base on ball 4. Cully Rickard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rickard is 0-for-1 in the game. Rickard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Reds 4. The Reds will come to bat. Art Herring now pitching. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-2 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Chuck Kress pinch hits for Clayton Lambert. Chuck Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cox misplays the ball. That's an error on Cox. Kress moves to second. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adams strikes out. Two outs. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Hatton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kress scores. Baumholtz moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 10-5, Pirates. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vollmer hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Jarvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Pirates 10, and the Reds 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Malloy now pitching. Billy Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Cox hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Mueller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gustine hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Vollmer. Gustine reaches second base with a double. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Russell hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 12-5, Pirates. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Greenberg hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gallen throws the ball into Miller, who relays the ball to Adams, who tags Greenberg trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Kiner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 12, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Whitey Wiedelman now playing shortstop. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gallen moves to second. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-3 in the game. Miller hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Jarvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski pinch hits for Bob Malloy. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustine fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Pirates 12, and the Reds 5. The Pirates will come to bat. Ken Polivka now pitching. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake is 2-for-3 in the game, with two home runs. He's got four RBIs. Westlake hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Jarvis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jarvis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Jarvis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Miller misplays the ball. That's an error on Miller. Eddie Basinski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Basinski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Basinski takes first base on ball 4. Jarvis moves to second. Jimmy Bloodworth pinch hits for Art Herring. Jimmy Bloodworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bloodworth hits a pop-up towards short. Miller settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Whitey Wiedelman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wiedelman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hatton fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 12, and the Reds 5. The Reds will come to bat. Ken Heinzelman now pitching. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz hits a fly ball into left field. Kiner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Adams takes first base on ball 4. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adams moves to second. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vollmer hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Jarvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Augie Gallen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gallen is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Gallen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Adams scores. Hatton moves to second. It's 12-6, Pirates. Ray Mueller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mueller is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Mueller hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 12-9, Pirates. Bert Haas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haas is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Haas hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Jarvis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Pirates 12, and the Reds 9. The Pirates will come to bat. Frankie Gustin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gustin is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Gustin takes first base on ball 4. Jim Russell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Russell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a home run, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Russell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adams fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Ralph Kiner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kiner is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got two RBIs. Kiner is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Pirates 12, and the Reds 9. The Reds will come to bat. Eddie Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-4 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gustin fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Lamarno pinch hits for Ken Polivka. Ray Lamarno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamarno hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wiedelman misplays the ball. That's an error on Wiedelman. Virgil Stahlcup pinch runs for Ray Lamarno. Frank Baumholtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baumholtz is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Baumholtz takes first base on ball 4. Stahlcup moves to second. Bobby Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. Adams hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Russell. Adams reaches second base with a double. Stahlcup scores. Baumholtz moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 12-10, Pirates. Tiny Bonham now pitching. Grady Hatton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hatton is 3-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Hatton hits a fly ball into center field. Russell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Baumholtz scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 12-11, Pirates. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Vollmer strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Pittsburgh Pirates, 12, and Cincinnati Reds, 11. Goodbye from Forbes Field in Pittsburgh.